Every woman knows the feeling. That quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot. The moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, over here at Notorious Mass Effect, you already know that we dive into all musicians that notoriously affect the masses. And safe to say, with that being said, this is the second time we've gotten into this specific artist as El Chuyen, or more commonly referred to as just Chuyen, and Frezza Regida. I remember covering that back on February 21st, 2025. When I covered, I don't know how to pronounce this artist's name. Is J-R-S-S-H-H? Is that Jorsh? Is that how you supposed to? I don't know. But basically, the other artist on that track is Cali24. And their specific track, Pika Pika, did phenomenal on the charts, specifically in Mexico. And then, of course, on YouTube, had over 10 million views. But, of course, ladies and gentlemen, that's not why we're here today. As Chuyen currently has a particular track titled Pews Q Lehego. I think I pronounced that right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, progress. You know what I'm saying? We making progress out here. Anyways, with that being said, Pews Q Lehego is currently the 25th most played track in Mexico. And of course, when it comes to that particular artist and his last track that I covered as far as Pika Pika, interestingly enough, all of this music is under Street Mob Records. And then you come to find out Pika Pika not only had Cali24, Frezza Regida, etc. As far as George, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I'm pretty sure I'm not. But when it comes to those artists, all of those artists are under Street Mob Records. So now that you have a star-studded label, you know, might I, dare I say they're one of the more star-studded Latin labels I've seen, you know, outside of like Peso Pluma, Tito Double P's label as far as Double P Records. But when it comes to Street Mob Records, having Chino Package, Frezza Regida, Clave Especial, which we've dived into before, Chuyen, Cali 24, I mean, we talked about a plethora of these artists on this label, and they're all doing numbers in their own right. So when you see Chuyen having the 25th most played track in Mexico, safe to say, nobody is surprised. So this particular track came out July 4th, 2025 on DSPs, and obviously is February 2026. So longevity is not a question for Chuyen. And you already, well, if you're a Latin fan, you already know him as far as Corridos Tumbados, which, you know, some people say Tumbados, Tumbados. I think it's Tumbados. But anyways, as far as that specific genre, safe to say Pika Pika and Immortal, both of those are the standouts from Chuyen specifically. And of course, with this latest track, as far as Pews Q Lehego, that is centric on a thematic profile. And what I mean by that, basically, love across all genres is the most relatable topic. And that's why time and time again, you see some of the most some of the biggest songs in the world being centered around love. Because whatever genre it is, even if you can't understand the language, somebody who does understand the language, they resonate with that subject matter. Because guess what? Who can't resonate with heartbreak or just love topics in general?
You guys.
So not to get all sentimental on y'all, but you know, when it comes to Chuyen, safe to say he does exactly that with this specific track. But, you know, it is a little explicit. You know what I'm saying?
Shepherd.
No, I'm just telling them it's a little explicit. And you have to look up the lyrics in your own time to actually realize what I'm talking about. Because as far as the romantic aspects, it is mixed in with a lot of partying and you know, certain substances being used. I'm not going to tell you which one. But, you know, like the goat said once upon a time.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
You know, he said they was doing something in the bathroom that was not Pepsi. So I'm just going to leave it at that. So when it comes to Chuyin, let's just say very provocative lyrics throughout this specific track, but it landed him at the 25th position as far as the 25th most played song in Mexico. So once again, Chuyin is he's showcasing how he's a prominent figure under Street Mob Records. Because if you don't know, when it comes to Street Mob Records, it's a label for rising acts. And having artists like Fraser Regida is definitely a staple and an accomplishment under your belt as a label. But then you have Cali 24, Clave Especial, Chino Pacas. I mean, all of those artists put up numbers individually. So whenever they do come together for tracks like Pika Pika, nobody is surprised when it tops the charts. But of course, once again, I'm not saying we're surprised, but Chuyin's most successful track in Mexico currently is definitely Pew's Q Le Hago, because of course when you look at the rest of the top 50, he doesn't have another track on there. Not saying he's not popular, I'm just saying currently what the top 50 in Mexico is looking like. So I do believe his latest release was titled Sin Fin. I don't know if I covered that, but basically I don't think I did. That just came out this Friday. It's on all DSP, so the single is called Sin Fin. So I don't know if it's leading up into an album. I will say, out of all the artists I've covered, his header, as far as the profile for his art, for his artist, like for himself, basically, when you click Chuyin on DSP, I don't know why, but I really like his header. Shout out to him for that. Just a random side tangent. I really like this header. I like the whole toy aspect, and I think more artists should do that. I know Travis Scott did it one time with his Rodeo album, but I do like that aspect of turning yourself into a toy and using it as your headliner, header for the DSPs. So with that being said, the music video is also doing phenomenal on YouTube, accumulating 13 million plus views. And of course, that's one of the main discovery drivers along with TikTok, which we've dove into time and time again. Just one of the things you need to know is that Chuyin really captures certain things as far as the youth, as far as corridos, tumbados, trends, and how overall the genre reinforcement as Latin culture is not going anywhere, especially we just seen Bad Bunny on the Super Bowl. I think these artists are going to become more mainstream when more major labels get into the fray, like a Sony Latin, Warner Latin, Universal Music Group Latin, etc. Right? So as of right now, under Street Mob Records, let's just say all of those artists are doing a phenomenal job at notoriously affecting the masses. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Chuyin's latest track that's currently the 25th most played track in Mexico, titled Pew's Q Le Hago? And ultimately, who do you think, because we're 2 months in, so which Latin artist in the corridos, tumbados genre do you believe will have the biggest mass effect of 2026?